Cocaine plots, Carlson's defection, and a Congress that's gone home. Thomas Ross, a Missouri Republican who won his primary by 33 votes, has been charged with directing his campaign manager to plant cocaine and Adderall on his opponent. The 33-vote margin is the detail that renders the story almost Shakespearean, a race so close that every ballot mattered, and a candidate who allegedly decided that was still insufficient security. The charges raise broader questions about what the pressure of hyper-competitive local primaries does to the people who compete in them. Tucker Carlson publicly broke with Trump to praise a Democrat in the Michigan Senate race, a significant rupture given that Carlson's audience represents exactly the voter pool Republicans need in competitive states. Senator Ted Cruz separately reported that Trump erupted over Elon Musk's social media posts related to Jeffrey Epstein, a dispute that reflects the growing incompatibility between Trump's political coalition and Musk's online base, which actively cultivates Epstein-related conspiracy content that Trump's team wants no part of. Speaker Mike Johnson canceled the final House votes of September, framed as a midterm strategy to keep members in their districts. The practical effect is that Congress will accomplish essentially nothing legislative before the election, deferring outstanding appropriations decisions and ongoing questions about Social Security financing. On that latter front, some Republicans are now openly discussing raising the payroll tax cap on high earners, meaning income above $168,600 would become subject to Social Security taxation. For decades, the Republican position has held that any revenue increase for the program is off limits. The fact that the discussion is happening out loud reflects how close the projected trust fund depletion date, around 2033, has gotten. A Virginia Democrat claims the FBI wiretapped his calls with a state senator, an allegation that remains unverified but fits a pattern of stories about the health of institutional independence in law enforcement. The Department of Justice's firing of the prosecutor who objected to scaling back civil rights charges against an ICE agent in Minneapolis belongs in the same category. Separately, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis mocked hecklers at a Tampa forum amid an ongoing scandal known as Hope Florida, and the White House launched Arcade Gov featuring MAGA-themed games, two examples of an approach to politics that prioritizes cultural signal over policy substance.